We called the National Endowment for the Arts to find out what their response is to Bates's decision to accept their grant and donate his own money to the two galleries denied NEA money. This is NEA spokesperson Jill Collins.
We are always delighted when someone in the private sector wants to support the arts. And Mr. Bates has indicated in his letter to us that he is using his own funds, and he certainly has every right to do whatever he wants to do with his own funding. The $15,000 grant award that Mr. Bates received from the National Endowment for the Arts was to specifically support activities which contribute to his creative development and artistic growth. And we are certain that when he files his final report a year from now, that he will indicate that he used the federal funding for just those purposes.
What about the letter of protest that Bates sent to the NEA, in which he refers to the NEA's censorious restrictions? Are you going to respond to that?
No.
So the NEA isn't taking an official stand on his comments?
No, none whatsoever.
How come?
All that I'm going to take an official stand on is the fact that we are always delighted when someone in the private sector supports the arts, and that we're feel certain that a year from now, when Mr. Bates files his final report on the grant monies that he received from us, that they will show that he used those monies to support activities which contributed to his creative development.
Jill Collins is a spokesperson for the National Endowment for the Arts. This is Fresh Air.